In this week's Criminal Podcast, we'll hear the story of a woman who suffered domestic violence for years and then served almost two decades for killing her abuser. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC. Host Phoebe Judge joins me in the studio to tell me about her conversation with Kim Dadu. Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Tell us about Kim's relationship with Darnell Sanders.
Kim was in her 20s when she started dating Darnell. She met him in a courthouse. He was there because he claimed he had been jumped and so was dealing with the court matters. He was charming and romantic. She fell completely in love with him. But he proposed to her just 6 months later, and she declined that. She thought it was too soon. Right after she declined that proposal, he beat her up.
And she didn't leave him.
No, she said when things were good, she was really happy. But he would also continue to abuse her. He was incredibly violent with her. And this just became kind of a source of shame.
I tried to hide it for a long time. I mean, my sister, Janine, she's not really my sister, mm-hmm. but she was my friend that was like my sister. She was also in an abusive relationship. We would sit at her kitchen table and she'd have a black eye and I'd have a busted lip or, you know, we're all bruised up or whatever. And I'm saying, you should leave him. And she'd look at me and say, you should leave him. So it just went on.
So what happened?
They stayed together for 4 years. The relationship became more and more abusive, with trips to the hospital even. And finally, Kim started calling the police. She took Darnell to court a number of times.
Going to court was scary. Him lying to the people at court was scary. Him making me look bad to the police and to the judge was scary. He said he didn't hit me. He said he didn't scare me. He said he didn't intimidate me or threaten me when he did.
One day, Darnell began strangling her in the car after they had had an argument. Kim knew that Darnell kept a gun under the seat, and she reached for it because she says she couldn't, you know, she thought she was dying. The gun went off. Kim ran away. Darnell actually drove away, so she didn't know if she had hit Darnell or just kind of shot into the car. The next day, Darnell was found dead.
And Kim was arrested.
Kim was arrested, and her lawyers tried to argue that she had suffered years of abuse and that this was self-defense. That's why the gun had been brought out. The jury did not believe that, and Kim served 17 years for first-degree manslaughter. And while she was in prison, she met a number of other women who were also, she says, there because they had suffered abuse from their partners and had taken action over that. All of these women kind of came together and became very supportive of each other.
Where's Kim now?
Kim was released in 2008 after going up against the parole board many, many times. She lives in Rochester, New York, and she's advocating for a state law that would allow judges to issue shorter sentences or alternatives to incarceration for survivors of domestic violence.
You can hear more about Kim Dadu's story on this week's Criminal Podcast. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC, and Phoebe Judge is the host. Thanks for talking with me, Phoebe.
Thank you.